I know it wasn't the prettiest of starts for you guys. You found yourselves down 9 early in the ball game, but, you know, it's 9, but it's in the first quarter, and you guys kind of got things going. You adjusted your defense, and I thought you had to be pretty proud of how your defense played overall tonight.
You know, I'm very happy with this win. This is a really tough team, and, you know, they're always going to throw different things at us, and they're going to be extremely fundamentally sound. And so for us to get a win here on Colby's home floor, that's a big deal.
Well, and it was slow scoring early on, but it was Emily Weathers that got you going and kind of helped close it out as well. And she had some great drives to the basket, but it was also great looking for or great feeds by your players to get her 22 points here tonight.
Right. You know, I feel like our post players are so dominant. And, I mean, Emily, for a while, she was kind of hiding behind their defense. And I said, why are you doing that? You're taking yourself completely out of the play. And so, you know, I felt like she really listened, did what I asked. And I told Lindy Rumford, her new name is Patrick Mahomes. Her passes were amazing. And, you know, she's really grown as a player. You know, she always is looking for an open shot, but her passes have been so great this season.
Oh, absolutely here. And, you know, it was her. And then you had your struggles at the free throw line in the first half and did not shoot till the fourth quarter. You're just 1 of 5 there. And that was great concentration by your players in that fourth quarter to step up with the game on the line.
Right. You know, I had to keep reminding them they're the ones who have the foul, not us. Now, did we completely listen the whole time? No, we did not. But for the most part, I feel like we kind of understood the message and we hit the free throws when we needed to.
And I thought really down the stretch when you guys had the lead there, it took a 3.5 quarters to get that lead.
Right.
But you finally got over the hump there. But, you know, they had the lead back and then you guys took it back and really never relinquished it. But I thought, you know, maybe comparing to last Friday night, your team played with more poise down the stretch than last week.
Right. You know, we keep talking about basketball as a game of runs. And I said, we just need to have ours at the end. And I said, don't panic. It's a long game. And we know it's going to be a close game with Colby. And I felt like we just did what was working, and it was very good.
I mean, how fun have these games been with Colby over the 3 games? I know they got to be stressful for a coach, but just the intensity and both teams, it's been fun to watch.
It's very fun. And, you know, I mean, I think we're both really good teams, and we know what's going to happen. We know what to expect. And honestly, we'll probably see them again.
Yeah.
So we're probably not done with them.
You know, that's just the thing of it is. It's tough that way. But, you know, get the win over them and get that number one spot in the sub-state or take the lead in the standings is big as well.
Right. You know, we talked about how we have to win out from here on out. And it's certainly not going to be easy, but this is the first step in doing that. And hopefully we just continue.
Well, Tuesday, you get back home and it's going to be beginning of your final 2 home games of the regular season, starting with Ulysses. And I know they struggled a bit, but it's just kind of more about what Scott City's doing on Tuesday.
Right. It's going to be nice to be home. I feel like we've been on the road for quite some time. But, you know, I really want to try to work on a couple of things that we put in. I think Tuesday is going to be a really good time to do that. And but we need to get every single win. That's the most important thing right now because we got to win out. We got to win out so we can get that seeding.
Absolutely. Great win for you guys. Great rally. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks again for joining me here. And enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.